This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, looks like the Chicago Bears are going to stay with their head coach. Adam Schefter reporting Matt Eberflus officially expected to return for the 2024 season per league sources. But as Ian Rappaport just mentioned, that the Bears have fired their offensive coordinator and their quarterbacks coach. So read into that as you will, because are you going to stay with Justin Fields? Which it certainly sounds like they're going to do that. All right. Final hour of the program. Our good buddy Rich Eisen from NFL Network fame will join us, the Rich Eisen Show on Roku, in a moment here. Let me get some business out of the way. If you'd like to dial us up, you can. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. All quiet on the Patriots front. The Titans are looking for a new head coach as after Mike Vrabel was unceremoniously shown the door after 6 years and three playoff appearances. We say good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, download the app if you haven't done so. And we make way for the NFL Network host and also Michigan grad, or maybe it should be Michigan grad and NFL Network host, Rich Eisen.
Rich, well, I mean, if you're looking for the right words, Dan, to introduce me, just call me national champion, Rich Eisen.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you don't mind, national champion.
All right.
Is that okay with you?
All right. You more
to
likely
tell you how to do it?
More likely or less likely to lose your head coach because of a national championship?
I think more likely. I think it was likely either way, straight up. But you never know with Jim Harbaugh. I do not know. I have no earthly idea what he will consider most important. Everything you hear coming out of Ann Arbor is that it won't be money that keeps him coming back to Michigan. It would be the search of putting in Lombardi in his trophy case, the elusive one. And we'll also find out, again, the thing, his setup in Ann Arbor is to his liking, not just professionally, but apparently he lives next door to his parents who can come by and see the grandkids. He feeds his chickens in the backyard. When the kids, when the students come by, he's already turned around his thought apparently about eating chicken. Once upon a time, it was a nervous bird. Now he's eating chicken again. I have no idea. Nobody knows. But I would just guess that obviously mission accomplished. That's what he was coming back to school to do. He has accomplished that mission. And if he moves on, it would be totally understandable.
How do you respond to the haters who think that this title is tainted?
I mean, should I respond to them in the same way? One of my favorite sound bites from our Sports Center years, Dan, was Patrick Waugh saying, I can't hear you with my ring in my ear. You know what I mean? Like, that's the answer, the haters. Come on, man. I mean, seriously, the proverbial, usually when people or teams or athletes, coaches win championships and say no one can take it away from us, there's the NCAA. They might attempt to take it away from us this entire time.
True.
That has been percolating, but let them try. And Charles Woodson said it on my show when I had him on after the Rose Bowl victory. If people talk about asterisks or tainted as I know you guys have on the program, that the bottom line is I'll just put on my national championship hat and my shirt and go about my business. I'm not used to being the villain, Dan. I'm not used to rooting for a team and being the villain. I'm learning on the fly. And so that's the way I'm going with it right now.
Well, we had Michigan callers a few yesterday, and I said, well, how would you feel if this was Ryan Day at Ohio State and they were going through this? Would you be as lenient, as you objective as you want everybody else to be with Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, Connor Stallions?
Well, you know what? I mean, a shoe on the other foot. I've been there and done that. I had my ass kicked by Ohio State for so long. And, of course, I would be viewing it completely differently. I'm not going to lie and say that my objectivity in the Michigan-Ohio State's rivalry wouldn't affect my, you know, my thought process. But the bottom line is the script is entirely flipped, you know, like a George Burns body switching 80s movie, Dan. Like, we are now in Ohio State's body. They are in the Michigan body. That for years, Dan, how many times did I come on your program in the early years of Harbaugh and you're asking me, can Jim do it? Is he going to be able to do it? Do you want him out?
Yeah.
You've put me on many different
Well, when they were 2-4, Rich, during the pandemic, and they told him to take a pay cut, I wasn't the only one asking that question.
No. I'm just pointing out, as we're sitting here in this forum, the number of times where I was asked uncomfortable questions. And I'm not saying they were not legitimate. Of course they were. But it was a tough time. It was a tough time. And I heard from Ohio State fans all the time. I heard from Ohio State players coming on this program. I heard about it all the time. And now I don't hear very much. And it's awesome. It is truly awesome at this point in time. 3 straight years making the national championship playoffs, and now the national championship game and winning it all. It is a spike the football moment, sure, to the haters, but just in general to the millions upon millions upon millions of Michigan fans that are out there that have been waiting, and generations have been waiting, because this is better than 97. 97 was beat Washington State and then have an argument. This is now, you know, the argument is there an asterisk? Is there taint? Whatever. Who knows? I don't know. And I don't care, because for sure, what we saw against Alabama and what we saw against Ohio State before that and what we saw against Washington is a deeper, more talented team and a better coached team winning snap to snap, quarter to quarter, and then game to game. And that I don't think you can dispute that.
No, I can't. The performance, but it'll be disputed that somebody was doing something and it benefited somebody. So I think, you know, the NCAA is going to take 5 years to get around to this. Jim Harbaugh might be on his second job after leaving Michigan. Maybe he's back at Michigan. But I just think that they're going to have to look at this and say, well, we suspended you for 6 games. Now, they're 2 separate incidents. But, you know, you sat down for 3 and you said you were fighting it, then you didn't. That, to me, was a telltale sign. If he fought it, great. I don't want to have, you know, this hanging over Michigan. They were a great team this year, but there's still some baggage that is there, and it doesn't fit in the overhead bin.
I don't think we're ever going to find out what Connor Stallion's legion of phone videoers were actually put in the hands of somebody and actually pinpointed to a moment where Michigan won a down. When this all happened, Dan, the video that came out of C.J. Stroud pre-snap in a game against Michigan, and you could see behind him Michigan defenders or kids on the sideline jumping and pointing to the sky, and Stallions was whispering in the ears of the defensive coordinator and the coach at the time. Everyone's like, there it is, like the Rick Dalton gif from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. There it is. That's it. And then when you actually look at the play, C.J. Stroud scored on that drive. Let me tell you this, Dan. The number of times that apparently Connor Stallions cheated to Michigan's success against Ohio State, I wish that would have put me in a rocking chair much sooner than they did on the actual day when Michigan was actually down at halftime. Is that what it was? Like the cheating, they were just holding back just enough for Michigan to not lead? by halftime? And again, Dan, how many times have you been on vacation with your beautiful family and you're standing there in one, a wonderful vista, and you're maybe taking a selfie. I don't know if you're a selfie guy. And then somebody goes, hey, let me take this photograph for you. And you hand them your phone and they take like forever to shoot the camera. And then they hand you back your phone and the photograph is thoroughly unusable. Like there's no chance. You're thinking in your head as the photograph's being taken, this is going to be the holiday card I sent to Rich and Susie and everyone else. And, you know, and that's how I'll swap family cards with the Bermans, you know. And so bottom line is you get handed back an unusable photograph. So every video that Connor Stallion's minions took was not only pristine and perfect and captured exactly what they were looking for, but it wound up in the proper hands to be used at the proper time to the best effect. Listen, that's for the haters and that's for the NCAA to figure out. But Jim sat down for six games, and he did sit down for three, and the three most difficult ones, including one where he found out he was being sat on the flight out on a day that courts were closed and Michigan couldn't push back because it was a national holiday. Purposeful? Who knows? For another day. Bottom line is there's a banner, there's a ring, and that banner will always fly in Michigan Stadium, and I can never ever thank and repay these kids and the coaches and the staff of Michigan enough, because it has been an incredible run. Incredible.
Talking to a Michigan grad, Rich Eisen, NFL Network host.
You couldn't tell.
No, could not yeah, tell. Right. All right. If you had to guess on Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
What would you?
It would be parting ways, I think.
And going where?
I don't know. That I have no earthly idea. Nobody
does.
If
you're the NFL, where would you want to place him?
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Put him in the money division. Have him take on the Giants, his old team, twice a year. Have him, you know, hooked up with a generationally talented quarterback at this stage of his career in the same way Greg Popovich has been hooked up with Wembanyama at this part of his career. Let him go against Dallas twice a year on Thanksgiving. Once in a while, let him go into Philadelphia and try and bring the Commanders back to prominence in late windows on Fox as much as possible against the, like that's, if you're the league, I think that's where you would pinpoint his location next.
I saw where the ratings for the entire season for the NFL were up 7%.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard to do because I don't know where you're getting your audience from. And I don't know how much ratings matter to the NFL from the standpoint of you have Amazon on Thursday night. You're going to have Peacock streaming this playoff game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like they sent the message out up 7%, but then I don't know if ratings matter to the NFL. I know they matter to their partners.
Sure.
But you know, is that a interesting number to you?
If I had to guess. Again, the international series, obviously I'm biased because I call most of those games, but I think fans dig that early fourth window. I think East Coast fans dig that 9:30 a.m. kick on certain weeks. Mm-hmm. And I think Christmas Eve night, triple headers on Saturday, double headers on ESPN on back-to-back Saturdays, because I think the NFL has been really smart in placing their markers on weekends when college football is done with its regular season and its conference championship season, and kind of seeds the ground to get ready for the once upon a time most wonderful time of the year. The NFL is kind of sneaking in there. That Friday game on Amazon, the Black Friday game that I think is going to be huger and huger every year. If I had to guess, that's probably where the audiences came from.
All right, if I said that you could win a sports Emmy,
okay,
or Jim Harbaugh goes back to Michigan, you can't have both, only one. You and your show,
okay,
win a sports Emmy, or Jim Harbaugh comes back to Michigan.
Now, my guys are hearing this question around me, Dan. So you said me, and then you said my show.
Well, it's your show, but it's your crew there, too.
Okay, so my crew would be honored as well.
Yes,
as
yes, it'd be
me.
The Rich Eisen show.
Okay, no, you said I would win an Emmy. So again, because as
well, you
know,
would go
I'm
up and get it. You'd go.
I'm
get
halfway
it.
To Susan Lucci in terms of the sports host. You know what I mean? Like that. You know, I sit in and starving and thirsty for 3.5 hours until they finally announce that award every year.
Yeah, but it never changed my life when I won a sports Emmy. So I'm just telling you, it won't change your life, but it could change. you'd like to find out like if it'll change your life.
I walk down the street and say, that's the guy who finally beat Tirico?
Yeah.
Answer the question.
It's the guy who finally beat
your crew.
Bernie?
Your crew wants you to answer. Would you rather the show won the sports Emmy or Jim Harbaugh comes back to Michigan?
I would rather the show win an Emmy instead of Jim Harbaugh coming back to Michigan.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if you see what I'm doing at the same time.
Dan. No, it's not. That's not working. You're shaking your head.
Okay. Sorry to
lie detector.
Keep your radio audience out of the joke.
Lie detector.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
What moves you? What dude? Does any sports team move you in the same way that Michigan moves me? Are you out of that game, Dan?
I've been out of that game since I went to ESPN.
What do you mean?
It's called being a journalist, Rich. It's called being a journalist. All right?
But shows like this, Dan, it's called the Dan Patrick Show. It's not called the journalism show that Dan Patrick brings you. Fans want to know what you think and moves you and what moves me
is a great story.
Right.
I don't have any rooting allegiance.
Anymore.
None.
For anything.
No. No.
You don't watch a Bengals game?
No.
I'm trying to choose any from Ohio. Again, for Ohio State against Michigan.
No.
You don't deep down root against Michigan, Dan?
No.
Deep down, your Buckeye roots?
I was hoping Michigan would win when they beat him a couple of years ago. Yes. If Ohio State keeps beating Michigan, it's not a rivalry. I'm glad that Michigan won. I am.
Okay.
It's better for the story. It's all about the story. Rich, I'm a storyteller is what I am.
I thought you were a tapestry weaver.
No.
Quite frankly.
No.
That's what you do is you weave.
I'm a Tom Rinaldi kind of storyteller.
Oh, God. The slow fox music? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
That we play the slow fox music going to break?
Yeah.
Got to be a piano.
Whenever you see Tom Rinaldi and he's got a piano behind him, somebody died. Somebody died. Here comes Tom Rinaldi. Oh, he's got the piano.
No, but if he comes without the piano, you're like, let's do that sit down. You know what I mean? I'll tell you my story. But he brings the piano. That's the same guy. You don't want to be the player when they play the slow fox music to break.
Are you getting a Michigan tattoo just like Jim Harbaugh
I'm not getting a tattoo, Dan. But I'm going to get my championship hat and my shirt, and I will wear it proudly amongst all the haters.
What? The haters.
Oh, there it is.
Hey, you haters out there.
No, that's not the lyrics.
You!
No, that's... No, I'll send you the lyrics, Dan. Okay. I'll send you the lyric.
Okay. It is a great fight song.
Thank you.
And a great helmet.
Thanks for giving me that.
Yeah. So congratulations. And in five years, I'll have you on the show. Oh, I won't be doing the show when they take away the banner.
Oh. So. I'll have you on mine then.
Okay, that'll be good. I'll come on your show. All right.
You're always welcome.
That's Rich Eisen. He hosts the Rich Eisen Show on Roku and, of course, NFL Network. He's got a busy, busy weekend coming up. Are you working Saturday and Sunday, Rich?
Stan, I'm working as many days as I possibly can.
Good for
Blood
you.
From the stone.
Good
I'm
for
there.
You. I love it.
I'm there for America.
I love it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. My thanks to Rich Eisen there. Michigan grad, by the way. Take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show.
we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is over-promising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called over-promise. You should be good at it because you've been over-promising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Over-Promised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Over-Promised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Over-promising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Over-Promised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Couple of phone calls in here. Marvin went to see the wrestling movie, The Iron Claw, and that stars who?
It stars Zac Efron. It's about the Von Erich family.
Okay.
That was a really popular wrestling family, specifically in Texas, mm-hmm. when they had wrestling territories before like the WWE went national. So they're really big in Texas and probably the Southwest.
Okay.
And then,
okay. Was it 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars?
Outstanding, whatever the
Outstanding?
Most is.
Outstanding? So 5 star.
5 stars. Zac Efron was incredible.
So he bulks up.
Yes.
And I
loved the audience that was there because it was either dates or wrestling geeks like myself. It was amazing. Yeah.
But it's a serious movie.
It's real serious.
Because they had a lot of tragedies in that family.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Eden.
It's also a real hot guy face-off movie. Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White, who's about as hot as it gets right now. That's the guy from The Bear.
Okay.
What else? What was that other show he was in with William H. Macy?
Shameless?
Shameless. Yes, thank you.
Shameless.
Yeah, he's about as hot as it gets right now.
It is weird. Sometimes you could see somebody in a show or a movie, and they don't stand out until they become the star. And yeah. then you go, oh, my God, that guy's awesome. and you could watch Shameless, and I would always watch William H. Macy and Emily Rossum.
Yeah.
And you kind of...
She was a standout.
Yes, she was. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
It seems like there's fewer sports movies. I looked at 2023. There's a lot of like sports movies you probably didn't hear of, and the remakes. They remade White Man Can't Jump. That did pretty well.
Terrible.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, that was got a lot of publicity.
Like nobody said, you know what? I think we need to do a White Man Can't Jump remake.
Yeah. Air, the movie about the Michael Jordan signing with Nike, got very good reviews and a lot of people tuned in.
I thought that was a good movie. I thought that they did pretty well. I mean, I think they had a little bit of longitude or latitude with the truth, but it was entertaining.
Creed 3 did very well at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
And 80 for Brady, Dan. I know you love that.
I did watch it. I did watch it.
I was kidding.
No, I did watch it.
Oh.
I did watch it.
How was it?
Well, I wouldn't have watched it unless we had Sally Field on. She's in the movie. And I thought, you know, let me be a journalist, unlike Rich Eisen. And I watched the movie just so I could have some questions about it. Would I have watched it without that? No, I would not. Yeah, yes, Marvin.
Yeah, when you go to the movie, I knew the story because I'm a big wrestling geek. Bring tissues.
You cried.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And the woman next to me was boohooing. She had no idea that this was a real story or everything that happened.
And ended up happening. Not your wife next to you.
No, I went alone.
Okay.
You were part of the wrestling geek side of things,
yes,
not
absolutely.
The people on dates.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yes, Paulie.
94% on Rotten Tomatoes review for Iron Claw. And they said, watch out for Zac Efron nominations, ooh, plural. Well,
Oscar buzz.
Wow.
Like they said, sure thing nominations.
Wow.
One of the reviewers said.
A sure thing.
Like they said, Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, and the women there, it didn't hurt that Zac Efron just had like briefs on about 80% of the movie because he was wrestling.
We had Speedo on, didn't he?
Yeah, that was it.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
But he was great.
All right. I did hear good things about it, but I have not seen it. Yes, Tom?
Thank you, Mr. Efron, for what you did to your body to prepare for the role.
Those are the people that were there.
It's real to me.
Take it easy, man.
Real to me, dude.
I don't want to go to another one of these.
Yes, Mark.
Sorry. The guy that plays Ric Flair.
Okay.
Not good.
What do you mean?
There's about 8,000 people on Earth that I'm sure can do a better Ric Flair than the guy. Yes. I was like, geez, this guy. No, like, I'm sure he's a great actor, but no bueno.
Mm, okay.
But everything else, Zac Efron, 5 stars.
All right. Fair enough. Chuck in North Carolina. Hi, Chuck. What's on your mind today?
Dan, thank you guys for everything you do. First time, long time, 6 foot, 200.
Thank you.
And also a new member of the DDC Club, so thank you for keeping us informed as a listener and enlightened through these years. And going to miss you guys down the road. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Chuck. Well, we got 4 more years, unless you know something that I don't know. So he joined the Dead Dads Club. Let's see. Rich in South Bend. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to contribute to the short conversation.
Okay.
Happy New Year, Dan and Annette and Timex. So I remember when I grew up in Detroit and my younger brother had a Dennis Rodman basketball card, and that was in the short days, and his shorts didn't cover everything. And it might have led to his nickname, The Worm. And the other short story was when Kevin McHale was the GM for the Timberwolves, and a reporter asked him about Kevin Garnett getting fined for wearing baggy shorts, and Kevin McHale said, I think we should have been fined for the short shorts we used to wear.
All right. Well, thank you, Rich. Thank you for that update. The Dennis Rodman worm comment as well. I have the 2023 All-Pro First Team. So this is what matters. This is the, not Pro Bowl, this is all pro. First team. Quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Running back, Christian McCaffrey. Now, they don't have two running backs. They just have one. Kyle Juszczyk of San Francisco makes the all pro first team. Okay. Do you have to have a fullback? Like, not every team has a fullback. Yes, Todd.
And just to further explain, again, this is NFLPA. It's for the players and by the players, determined by a league-wide player vote. These are the names from the players themselves.
Okay, here are your wide receivers. Tyreek Hill. And our guy, CeeDee Lamb. Travis Kelce is the tight end. Let me see if there's anything interesting here. Dallas's guards are there, first team. Myles Garrett, Max Crosby. Wait, they have Max Crosby with M-A-X, not M-A-X-X.
Oh, no.
Todd, did they make a mistake? It's M-A-X-X?
It's a little typo there. It should be two X's.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see.
Aaron Donald with one A.
Roquan Smith and Fred Warner are your off-ball linebackers. What? Off-ball. Aaron Donald, Chris Jones, interior defensive line. T.J. Watt didn't make first team All-Pro. Man, is J.J. going to be upset? Brandon Aubrey, the Cowboys kicker, is your All-Pro. So, all right. Now, that would be something that you use during negotiations when you get that designation. Not going to the Pro Bowl. But T.J. Watt is going to be the defensive player of the year, and he is not first-team All-Pro, according to the players. Yes, Paul?
Is Travis Kelce still the best tight end in the NFL?
Well, he was voted that.
Yeah.
Was he better than Sam Laporta this year?
I got Evan Engram with 114 catches at tight end. T.J. Hockenson with 95. Kelce had 93 in 15 games.
I didn't think he was great this year. But I'm comparing Travis Kelce to Travis Kelce. And I just didn't think that he was the same weapon. Certainly the last month of the season. But you know what? Maybe he was distracted because he's in love. If the Chiefs don't do well in the playoffs, it's not going to be on Andy Reid or Mahomes or Kelce. It's going to be Taylor Swift because haters are going to hate. Yes, Marvin.
Travis can't show up at the Grammys in a couple of weeks either.
Mm.
Like it's all good. Like, first round exit.
Okay. All right. Jordan in Nashville. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey,
thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I was going to ask about Jim Harbaugh to the Bears, but I think Schefter kind of blew that one out of the water for me. So I was going to ask you your opinion on kind of how he did this season. And do you think a different offensive coordinator would be a good fit for Justin Fields, or a different offensive coordinator would be a better fit for a Caleb Williams?
I'm trying to read into it, Jordan, and I'm not sure. But it feels like you say to the coach, we'll keep you, but we want you to make changes with your coaching staff. Jacksonville did this. Doug Peterson fired his defensive staff. It almost feels like, hey, that's the next move before the next move, and that is that you're out. And they probably said to Matt Eberflus, bring in somebody who can make Justin Fields better. I don't think it signifies that they're going to take Caleb Williams. But are you shopping that number one pick now? Now, I would, you know, there's no hurry for that. I would just be like, all right, let's let everybody do their due diligence, meet with these quarterbacks. Then somebody is going to fall in love with Drake May or Caleb Williams. And then that's when you get more for them. Yeah, Paul.
Last year, the Bears traded, they had number one pick last year, of course. The Bears traded the number one pick in March 10th, 6 weeks before the draft. They traded to Carolina for DJ Moore and the draft picks.
But if I would have said to you, hey, you can have Bryce Young, it's going to cost you Caleb Williams and DJ Moore. Because that's probably, well, that could happen, that you got Caleb Williams and DJ Moore and you got Bryce Young. Dennis in Michigan. Good morning, Dennis. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Patrick, I wanted to thank you and the team for being my company. I'm every day. I'm solo sailing a boat from Lake Michigan to the Caribbean. I'm on the ICW today, just south of Stuart, Florida, and I'll get down to Lake Worth today. But I wanted to thank you folks. I just find you to be excellent company. You're very informative and entertaining. And if I could live next door to anybody, regardless of political stripe, I think the Obama family would be fascinating. That's it. Thank you so much.
What kind of boat are you on, Dennis?
I'm on a 42 Catalina sailboat. Sorry, there's a little Coast Guard in the background there. 42-foot Catalina sailboat, and it's doing great.
Well, I bought my first boat. I have a pontoon, so I feel like we have a lot in common there, Dennis, with your sailboat and my pontoon.
You are going in the right direction, sir.
No, this is as far as I go with the boating. Yeah, I'm not going to go any further. Which Danette would you love to spend a few days sailing with?
Fritzy. All you guys would be great. All you guys would be great. Fritzy would be a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. Man overboard. Thank you, Dennis. Yeah. Be like, where's Fritzy? Fritzy.
Not complaining about being seasick, and I don't know, there's not a clean bathroom on this. There's no restroom at all on this boat.
You couldn't do it.
I'd be very difficult.
You could not do it. There's no way.
Like 15 minutes, and then I got to get off.
Yeah, well, then once, you know, pulls up the anchor and then you start sailing, that's when, you know, the panic starts setting in for you. Baker and Bozeman. Hey, Baker, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Danny. Morning, Danettes. And shout out real quickly to Tyler in the back room, guys. I love the 1215 podcast. So I've got, I wanted to chime in on the Jim Harbaugh sweepstakes, but Dan, real quick, celebrity I'd most want to live next to? Dan Patrick.
No.
Drager would always be.
No, it's
Drager
boring.
Would always be fired up.
No, it's really boring, Baker. Really boring. It's, you know, by design, it is very, very boring. But thank you for the phone call. Yeah, because it's basically me in the basement having something to drink and smoking a cigar and watching mindless TV. And I'm by myself. Yes, Paul.
When you moved in your neighborhood, were you, and you were pretty well known, of course, from SportsCenter, did your new neighbors come up and say, hey, the sports guy, and start talking to you, welcoming the neighborhood sports talk, or was it like that?
Nope. No. They didn't care. I was happy. Less people coming over. Like, I get home, I don't need anybody. I mean, the dog is there, I'm good. Nice and quiet. My wife comes home, I'm good. But it's boring. But it's boring by design. Marvin, you seem puzzled by this. Like, what do you think is happening at my house?
Christmas party?
Well, that's it. That's
every weekend.
No. But, I mean, I'll get after it. You know, sometimes I may have two cigars. Yeah.
You're getting wild.
I'm going to get crazy. Maybe we sprinkle in some tequila if I don't have some moonshine there over ice. Yeah.
Get a couple old fashions.
No, I don't do old fashions.
Well, no, I was talking about me when I come over.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to have you over, but I don't want to have you over.
The idea of having somebody over is better. When somebody says, oh, we should get together soon.
I know.
The idea of getting together is actually better than actually getting together.
I can't mention this celebrity's name. But he could not have been nicer. This is back in the SportsCenter days. Could not have been nicer. And we're talking, and hey, I love watching at night. And then at the very end, he goes, you know what? We should stay in touch. And I said, all right. Well, he didn't give me his number. So I don't think he wanted to stay in touch.
That's a fake pleasantry.
Yeah. It was like, we should stay in touch. And I go, yeah, that'd be great. And then that was it. And then I go, okay. And then I saw him years later, and he walks up with his hands out like this. And he goes, never heard from you. I go, I don't have your number. He goes, you got to go through my assistant. I go, you were right in front of me. You could have given me your number. I had to go through your assistant. Yes, Marvin.
Have you ever been a victim of the Hollywood talk? Like, oh, we should do something soon. Yeah. Like on like a business level?
Well, I've had the Hollywood goodbye, where they blow you off. They don't call you. So it'll be like, hey, you know what? We're considering you for this, and you know, we'll get back in touch with you. And then you don't hear back from anybody. That's just it. Hollywood way of saying you didn't get the job. Yes, Todd.
That's the whole don't call us, we'll call
yes.
you kind of thing they used to say.
Yes. But they don't even bother with that. Hey, I'm sorry. You don't. They don't mess with any of that stuff. It's just like, if you don't hear, then you didn't get the job. All right, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. A little bit of controversy. If you're watching on Peacock, Fritzy at this stage of the show usually does his scoreboard where he takes something this day in sports history and he puts some numbers up on the scoreboard. And he had different numbers that were supposed to be on the scoreboard for different items. And then he calls out Ray, the executive producer of Scoreboard. Ray just sent me an email that will contradict what you said, Todd.
I think I may have sent him the wrong one because I have something.
No. You did send him the wrong one.
Yeah, but I printed. I must have two things that said Wednesday the 10th by accident because the one I printed out says Wednesday the 10th and it had 87 and 96. Now I'm looking at an old email.
Whose fault is it?
I guess it's ultimately mine because I sent it to him and he said
you guess
it's
your fault.
It must be me.
Yeah, it is your fault. So you just slandered poor Ray in the back. Young and up and coming producer. Hopefully he'll overcome this. Get another job at another show.
I feel a little bad about that. Yeah. I'm trying to see where he got those numbers from.
Yeah. Ray also is the executive producer of the Gambling Podcast as well. And he makes hot dogs.
Not in that order.
Yeah. So if you're watching on Peacock, there's Ray in with Mario and Dylan, the graphics guy. And he does more than just hot dogs. Does the scoreboard, newsletter, some other things. By the way, some big news tomorrow for our Super Bowl coverage. Give you that coming up tomorrow. All right. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a couple for you, Dan. In 1963, the Chicago Cubs, ironically, became the first baseball club to hire an athletic director in charge of conditioning for the players. Didn't work out so well. In 1990, the NCAA approved random drug testing for college football players and harsh penalties for all drug use.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Well, it was on this date, 1982, Joe Montana to Dwight Clark, the catch. I went out to Candlestick. And this is years ago when I was at SportsCenter. And I said to one of my bosses, I said, if I can get Joe Montana and Dwight Clark to recreate the catch, and sit down for an interview. Would you be up for that? And they're like, yeah, sure. Reach out to Joe and reach out to Dwight. And I said, would you guys join me at the stadium? And it'd be in the afternoon and that we could recreate the catch. So Joe would be drifting right. And then Dwight would be in the end zone, caught it. And then he spiked the ball. And, you know, to this day, I think Joe was trying to throw the ball away. I think he was trying to throw it out of the end zone. And I just think that Dwight kept going up and getting it. I felt bad for Everson Walls, the defensive back for the Cowboys, because he's there, but Dwight Clark made the catch. And, you know, Joe always talked, who was it, like D.D. Lewis was going after him, Ed Too Tall Jones, and Everson Walls was in the end zone on Dwight Clark. Yes, Marv?
I think the pump fake is the most underrated part. The first pump fake?
Oh, yeah. Also, on this day, it was the Bengals over the Chargers in the AFC title game. That was the Freezer Bowl. Wind chill of minus 59. See, Jim in California. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing? Thanks
good,
for taking my call.
Yeah.
5'11", 180.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just calling in regards to the whole thing about Draymond saying that he's going to kind of like hold back and not be as, you know, as intense as he usually is. And I just don't get that. I don't think he can do that. And mostly guys get injured if they hold back. You know, we talk about that all the time.
Well, that's his personality. Like, he can play hard, but it's you get to these moments. You know, there are times when you play basketball and you're like, man, I'd love to undercut that guy, or I'd love to give him a hard foul. Well, you don't do it. That's what most mature people do, is you don't take matters into your own hands like that. Draymond doesn't do that. There's no lifeguard on duty with Draymond, and that's what he needs. He needs to have a voice that says, no need to. Hey, play basketball. But you get to the point where if somebody's bodying you, pushing you, that you would turn and hit them in the side of the head, or you would kick them in the groin, or you would step on their chest. Nobody else does that. Chris Paul does dirty things, but not to the degree of Draymond Green. But Draymond says, you know, leopard can't change its spots, while telling us that he needs to change his spots. Let's go around the room, what we learned on the program. Todd, I'll start with you.
Aaron in North Dakota says, if Draymond Green gets out of line, he should be forced to wear the John Stockton-era short shorts.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Rich Eisen went to Michigan.
He did?
He did.
All right. Marvin, what about you?
You're still not Dan Dockage.
No, I'm not. I never played a game against Ball State, but we do have somebody who lives in Muncie, Indiana, who thinks I did. It's Dan Dockage, not me. Paulie, what'd you learn?
McConaughey would be a good and bad neighbor.
Yeah, right. Be outside, shirt off, playing the bongos. Todd, what did I learn today?
Ian Rappaport reports the Bears fired their offensive coordinator and QB coach Matt Eberflus, expected to remain the head coach.
What we learned brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide and see the full lineup of Michelin tires. Special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for allowing us to do this Monday through Friday for 3 hours. For the entire crew, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, even Ray, I'm Dan Patrick. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.